You are now listening to The Confession Box, where sinners are celebrated.
Every Sunday with Father Creed and Sister Barry.
Sinners can send in their confessions via our socials or email at theconfessionboxpod@gmail.com.
We welcome you to our fucking iconic congregation. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Confession Box Pod.
If you enjoy this episode, please rate, follow, subscribe and share.
Now go forth and eat, pray, slay.
Hi guys, it's Father Creed.
And Sister Barry.
We're back for another chaotic episode. This was filmed on the same day. You probably will notice.
Not at all.
Girls, what's up?
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-doo.
We both have a mutual love for an artist.
Mimi Webb.
Girls, who is on the Mimi Webb bandwagon?
We're there. Do you know, actually?
What?
I saw this thing on TikTok and it was like, things I am too old for.
I feel like Mimi Webb is one of them.
No, it's like things I'm too old for and like don't do anymore.
Okay.
So my few were, because I was going to do like the trend or whatever, but I feel like I'll just put it here.
Go on.
Put it out into the universe.
Might as well.
Yawns in my face.
Might as well.
Duchess is asleep next to me. Reese is yawning.
I'm sorry, yeah. Go on.
It's fine.
Go on.
I think too old for going out two nights in a row. Can't do it. Actually, Josh, I'm too old to go out two weekends in a row. I can't fucking do it.
No, I feel that on a level.
I really can't.
But when I go out, girls, I went out 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
I'm still not over that.
I know.
Like, I full on was so drunk. I will never forget how drunk I was. I was an absolute sight to behold.
She was a slob kebab.
I was a sight to behold. If you seen me, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Like, I feel like I get drunker so much faster now that I'm older.
I feel that. Yeah, I do feel
like,
that.
Like, I think I only had about 4 double vodkas.
I'm like, how did this bitch used to down an agon across from Thomond Park and go to
the when you think
disco?
About it, like.
And now I'm like, I have maybe half that and I am fucking ready for bed. Good night.
Like. You have a drink and you're like, woo! Like, I wish I was Brianna at times. She's a very low tolerance.
Yeah, literally, I'd have like 2 glasses of wine and I'm like, hee hee.
God, no, but like, honestly, I do think that I am too old to do that. Ooh, is that bad? God, 25 around the corner.
Yeah, I'm 26 this year.
Yeah, don't talk about that.
I'm halfway to 50.
Well, I don't like thinking about it. It makes me think of Mary Byrne, X Factor category.
Stop! You're in the over 25s!
Like,
that's sick, isn't it?
Rylan.
Oh, stop.
Mary Byrne.
No, stop.
Wagner.
No, stop.
Sam Bailey.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
That sounded very Olivia of me.
Can I just say?
I think it's because I have a cold.
I think you should apologise to me.
I have a cold and I just sound like an absolute cunt.
Like, not new.
Not new. But dying. I drove from Dublin to Limerick the other day. And I'm going to tell you the albums I put on because you would appreciate it.
I will.
You will. I know you will.
I know one of them's going to be Taylor Swift.
No, actually. No, wait till I listened to this full fucking album. Wow. Three of these. First one, Kylie Minogue X.
Oh, the bop album. Of an album.
And the whole time I was like, why aren't they playing this in the George?
Is that like wow, wow, wow,
yeah.
Wow?
Yeah, and I Two love Hearts that and In Your Arms, just all the bops.
She loves Kylie.
I love a bit of Kylie. Me and Kiri used to have like dance shows in her sitting room, do you know?
Oh, yeah.
And we'd like perform for her parents. I'm sure they're traumatized.
It's always Kylie.
But it was always Kylie. And then Shane Ward, his 2 albums.
He's coming back soon. Do you know
what? When I looked at like the year, it was like 2007 or something. And so I would have been like 9, 10.
Shane Ward stand.
I always thought he was sexy. And you know, God damn it, I was right. I was right. He is a sexy bastard. Absolutely. Stan him.
I can't get on that.
No, he is so hot. He is so hot.
He looks like someone that's been through the ringer.
It's maybe how I like my people, I guess.
I've seen it. He was on TikTok live recently.
I still think he's good looking.
First problem. And I was just like, oh shit.
No, he's old now. Like, he is.
I know he's old, but he doesn't look like he's aged very gracefully.
Yeah, well.
He wouldn't be for me.
Getting fucked about by all the young ones, I'd say, in his day. Probably put him
still now, probably.
Genuinely.
Don't you know, Brianna will be at the stage door waiting. That's my
ego. I'm not here to say I'm sorry. No,
the best performance. The best performance of That's My Goal was by Ablisa. Do you remember Ablisa when they came back and it was the two young ones and no. they were like, we're singing, like, girls, we're going to sing Shane Warden, and they hit each other.
No, but
iconic.
I did think you said two Lisa for a minute. I was like, I love her.
Wow, wow. They don't need a compromise.
Honestly.
She's so cunty.
She served cunt.
Talisa is the definition of cunt.
Yes. And I love her.
Do you remember when
it.
She used to come out and she used to like show her like arm and it would yeah, be like the female tattoo. Boss.
Honestly.
Invented feminism.
Served cunt. Invented feminism.
I love Talisa Constavlos.
Took no prisoners.
Do you remember then she was like caught for like taking a load of coke off some naked man?
Who?
Talisa.
Oh, I don't remember that. My still parents cunty. Must have sheltered me from
still
that.
Still cunty. As she should.
Do you remember like growing up and it was like Miley's nudes leaked and like Vanessa Hudgens nudes leaked.
And you'd go
and it was like all the Disney people.
Girls, I go onto Google, I'd be like,
what are you looking for? Them?
Yeah, well, of course. I was like,
Reese exploring his sexuality young.
I was like, hello. No, it wasn't. I don't think it was that. I think it was, I just was like, what's the scandal here?
Yeah.
But lads, sorry now. They were not scandalous. They weren't nudes.
Like,
Miley's weren't. Miley's
were BlackBerry like.
Miley's were like, I just remember Miley's. I don't really remember.
Was that her like holding her boobs and like to the
no,
side or
she didn't even have her boobs out. She was in like the bath and she had like everything was wet, so you could see a bit of the nip. But like,
not compared to what she does now. Like.
Truly, like, but I think.
I just like.
Do you remember they all had to wear like purity rings?
Purity ring.
Joe Jonas was there like, oh my god, yeah, I am devout.
But did you not see the roast of the Jonas Brothers?
But did you not see they all came out and were like, that was all bullshit. Yeah. We were riding young ones left, right, and center.
Literally.
Sorry, the Jonas Brothers. Do you think the Jonas Brothers are sitting down?
I used to love Nick Jonas.
Like, do you remember when he got diabetes?
What do you mean got diabetes? He has always had diabetes.
Okay, well, I didn't mean that, but do you remember when he came in public with diabetes and everyone was acting like he was passing away?
Yeah.
Everyone was like, oh my God, Nick is a crucial illness. Obviously, diabetes is very sad and very bad to deal with. But like, people were acting as if the man got a death wish. Yeah. He had 3 months to live.
That's, as if it was terminal.
Truly. But I loved the Disney Channel stars. I do.
So chaotic. I remember like breaking news, like Demi Lovato rushed to hospital after a heroin overdose.
Oh girls, I will never forget when shock. I used to be at home on my own. So when you're at home on your own and you throw on the karaoke. People do it. Okay. I've seen it on TikTok. People have done it when they're young. Well, I still do it, to be honest. Throw on the laptop, throw on a bit of karaoke. I always used to do a bit of Skyscraper. Pure emotional.
Okay.
Rise of flying. Do you remember? I was so much.
No, but I could rip my eyeballs out. I don't think I can look at you anymore. I'm embarrassed.
I don't like Demi anymore.
No.
I think she's kind of a bit.
I'm bored. Bored of it.
Bit stupid. Right.
Camp Rock.
No, that's when her career died and ended.
I can't do this.
Camp Rock.
Do you know what I loved? Taylor Swift's cameo in the Miley.
My feet off the ground. Spin me around. She was so country.
I loved it.
I
fucking loved it.
Sorry. Do you know the song? Everyone's like, she's going to perform it on the Eras tour.
What song?
Do the song. You were talking about. Crazy, that's fine, I'll tell mine, you're gay. Everyone's like,
that way.
But it was, is it Picture to Burn? Is that the song? I don't know. But
I hate that stupid old pickup truck, you never let me drive.
But people are like, Taylor's version, homophobic version, please, for the Eras tour.
Truly, Taylor unleash it.
I love, like, sometimes
the
I forget.
The gays won't mind.
They truly won't. I think that old Taylor, I it took me a while to appreciate.
I lived.
But oh my god, I just love when she's
the way
like,
I
now go stand in the corner and think about what you did.
The way I like in when I was in high school especially would curl my hair every fucking day.
But she was so big in America, but she wasn't that big here.
Oh, I curled my hair every day. I was living my Taylor.
People were like reefing out the babbless curlers, reefing out the side fringes.
I love a babbless curler, and that's a hill I will die upon. No, I actually gonna buy a new one because my one broke because the Duchess chewed the wire. Did she actually? Yeah, little brat.
Oh, little brat.
Do you know what? She actually broke my ring light as well. Why are you having a dog? Like, having a really bold time.
Louis is actually really good. He doesn't do anything.
I'm like, okay, I'm just a bad parent.
Yeah, you kind of are.
I am, though.
No.
I'm an absolute parent.
See, Louis actually doesn't. I think he figured out very early on if he touched my shit, he would be evicted.
It's like, you won't have to find
You've been
a new
evicted from the Big Brother house. But no, I think the Disney Channel era was the best era.
You think?
What are your thoughts, right? Selena's been doing the rounds on the old TikTok at the moment.
Okay.
So, apparently a bit of beef between her and Hailey Bieber again. Anyway,
but like, literally, who gives a shit? Over what? Like, shrimp dick? Justin Bieber?
No. I think it was a bit weirder. Apparently, so Selena like laminated her eyebrows and then Hailey went on and laminated her eyebrows and said something weird or something. I think people were making shit up, to be quite honest.
I'm like, guys, does anybody care?
Basically, Selena came out and went, I'm 30. I'm not fucking dealing with this shit. Talk to you in a while.
Right, like.
And lads, do you know what? I wasn't.
Girls, like, I've had a brush with death. Do you actually think I give a fuck about your laminated eyebrows?
And do you know what, right? I, to be loving Selena. I wasn't a Selena stan back in the day. I was more a Miley gal, right? I to be loving. Rare Beauty. Fucking
slay. You have
slay.
The blush, don't you?
Fucking slay.
It's sold out everywhere.
I went to Space NK in Dublin to try and get another one.
Sold out.
Gone.
There. Yeah.
Shade and Courage, girls. If they're there, get it.
Honestly.
Shade and
it's
Courage.
It's like gold dust. It's like that Dior lip oil.
I get all the fucking trendy bits because I'm fucking honest.
I'd love, don't Reese, you need to do a tour of your like blush collection.
Oh, I have like 7.
No, you definitely have way more than
No, I don't. So I have...
You have the Mitchell.
Okay. Will I give you... No, that's gone now. Oh. I used all that. Anyways, love
would
you,
Mitch.
I would, but I... No, actually, I wouldn't.
Okay.
But not for it not being good.
Yeah.
I just think... So, I have the Charlotte Tilbeau.
Charlotte Tilbeau.
I got that recently. That's a new one. I like that. Is it my fave? No. I think it's very overhyped, but I do like it. Like, you're looking at it now.
Yeah,
on me.
I like it.
It's nice, but it's nothing.
I think you have better.
I do have better. The Drunk Elephant, though, thingy.
Yeah, gives you a nice glow.
I love that. I put that on by itself. Yeah. So, the Drunk Elephant Rose Drop is really nice. Rare Beauty trumps them all.
Really? Okay.
You need barely any product.
Yeah.
That's going to last me a good 12 years, honestly. Yeah.
Okay.
Shade and Courage.
Sold.
Selena, take me on a brand trip now. Thanks. But no, I love Selena. I think Selena is criminally underrated.
I agree with that.
She can't sing for shit though.
I think she can.
She can't.
Calm down.
I love Selena Gomez, but the voice is AI. It's not her voice. She's never been able to sing. I don't think she's a singer. I think she's an amazing actress. I think she's an amazing beauty guru.
There's that
gal.
Song she had in 13 Reasons Why.
No, but I'm not saying her songs are bad. She just can't sing them.
I don't know. I haven't seen her sing live. I feel like that's telling.
Yeah. You should watch some videos.
Okay.
But obviously, she's a really anxious person. That might come into it too.
Yeah.
But she's not a performer for me.
Yeah.
You know, Miley comes out.
She's
you know
there
she's
to perform.
Performing.
Preform.
You know,
she's
there to preform. Even Demi. As much as I'm
performer.
Not a fan, she's a performer. Selena's not.
Yeah.
Stick to the blush. Stick to Only Murders in the Building.
I haven't seen that. Is that good?
I love that.
Really?
I really like it. And I think she's a really good actress. I think Selena's a great actress. Princess Protection Program. Monte fucking Carlo.
Shit.
Magic Carlo is a fucking amazing movie. This is a fucking... No, girls, we're about to fight now if you're going to say it.
He's about to throw me out on the ground.
Leighton Meester and Selena Gomez.
Yeah, I remember that. I feel like for the time it was good, but if
For all time.
If you were to rewatch it tonight, I feel like you would...
No, I rewatched it about 2 months ago and I loved it.
Sad bastard.
I cannot... No. Girls, Monte Carlo, come on. Casting perfection right there.
I have no comment. I have nothing to add.
Fucking no taste too.
Rudeness.
Anyways. But.
I live very sheltered.
Nickelodeon gals. Wasn't many.
Was it? Your one.
Victoria Justice. I think we can all sing. Me.
Best thing to come out of Nickelodeon was
Ariana.
That's it. Sorry.
And also Jeanette.
Throwback to the time I was fully, fully invested on dyeing my hair red velvet red because of Cat.
No.
Yeah.
No,
I almost did. My mother had me back.
Her hair is fucked. Ariana doesn't have any hair anymore.
She's bald.
She's bald.
It's a wig.
It's a, but it is.
Yeah.
It's full on a weave.
She's full bald. But now she's blonde. Her hair is frazzled.
She'd be looking very ill at the moment.
She does, actually.
I think it's because she's doing the whole pale gal makeup, even though she's been blackfishing for the last 7 years. She has.
She just don't.
She really well. Said, St. Moritz, extra dark.
Actually, speaking of, I'm like, I don't know. I have a Bebold gift set upstairs, right? I don't stand Bebold.
Oh, sorry, Bebold.
I'm sorry, I just don't. It's not for me. Doesn't suit me.
Do you know what though? Do you remember the time they had about 700 affiliates?
Yeah.
That's just, never good, girls.
No. So I am like, I'm kind of like, will I go get tan? Will I put on tan? Will I just embrace this being pale? But I'm also like, I don't want to look like Morticia.
But Brianna, you do, even though you're pale, you do have a base.
I know, but that's why I'm like, should I just put on tan? I like look healthy.
But like, whatever you want to. But
I don't
want to
look anemic. Like,
I know what I mean? Like,
and like, I as much as it's like so much easier to just not put on tan and stuff, I do just think you look better. You just look healthier and happier with the tan.
I have to embrace the pale life. I looked stupid with tan.
Yeah.
I
But
looked.
All the tans you were getting were all orangey based. You know what I mean?
Girl, I tried 7.
Yeah. Like,
it's none of them agreed.
No,
I'm just not meant to be tan.
I don't think so. You've too much of like red and white underneath.
Yeah, I could like, never just, be tan. No. Then I see sometimes these redheaded girlies and they look fucking fab with tan. I'm like, girls, where are you
what
getting
brand?
It?
What brand is it?
Where are you getting it?
See, like I know, like the Bella Mianta and like Bondi Sands, they all suit like sallow people who like already have a base of tan.
Filter by Molly Mae. As much as I love you, Molly Mae.
Did you buy that?
I got the face tan just to try.
Did you try the Isle of Paradise one?
No.
See, I actually did like that one.
I did not like the Molly Mae girls. And I, as you know.
I like the Isle of Paradise.
You know, I'm inserted up that girl's rectum.
Yeah, literally.
So this is coming for me. This is
Reese came out of her vagina before Bambi did.
Truly. But it's not a sleigh.
No.
Not a sleigh.
Yeah, so.
Maybe I used it wrong as well, but
I'm
I don't
in
know.
My, like, tan dilemma era. Like,
do you know what you can't beat?
What?
Bit of Dove summer glow.
See, no, that does fuck all for me. That literally just fuck
because
all
your time.
Yeah, but it does fuck all for me, and the way it comes like off my skin, it like it's like orange crust.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, girls, we're not in our tan era.
So I'm like, to tan or not to tan, girlies.
Any tan brands? If you think you can, you're up for the challenge.
I do like Bahama Body. I will say.
Do you know what?
Cheap and cheerful.
Do you know what? Out of all the ones I tried, I got the medium in that. Yeah. And that was actually lovely. Fair play to you, Terry.
And I like that it's cheap.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend €25
what the worst
on a bottle
is,
of tan.
Do you know what that worst is?
What?
If Lucy Fitz is listening.
What?
I apologise for the colour I was at your event. Please do not bring up the pictures. I will be done for Blackfish. No, I will.
You have to show me this. I didn't get to go to that event.
Was a Rasta.
Yeah.
Iconic bronze dark.
No thanks. See, I've tried that once, didn't like it.
I was neither an iconic
nor
bronze. I had to archive the photos. Because I was like, I'm about to be Jessie Nelson'd.
Oh, cancelled.
No, truly. Like, it was really bad.
I will say, there are certain Be Perfect tans I do like and ones I don't like.
I'm not a Be Perfect.
I love the Mrs. Makeup one because it smells like peach and it's really nice. I love the Mrs. Makeup one. The Jack Johnson one I like as well.
You don't like the original?
Don't love the original, no. And I don't like the spray ones. Do you know it's like a spray?
Do you know what I hate?
I think it has to be a mousse. I like.
Do you know what I think is a scam?
What?
Face tan sprays.
Yeah, it's the same that comes out. The actual, the big bottle. Like.
No. They never blend. Oh, I've never seen a young one to go round with a face tan that's blended.
Yeah.
I think they are a scam.
That Wonder Water ain't doing any wonders for anyone.
Wonder Water. The fuck. But do you know which one I've heard is stun?
What?
Bare by Vogue.
See, I've tried the Bear by Vogue tan. Doesn't suit me. Doesn't do it for me. Might suit you.
See, because I'm paler.
Yeah, might suit you.
It's very hard.
Doesn't do it for me. Tanning is.
Can a red headed gal come out and make one for our tones?
Why don't you do it?
Oh, I can't be arsed.
Can't be arsed.
And I don't have the budget.
I just.
Or the yeah. social following. Girls, get me to 100k, I'll do it for you.
we'll get a ginger tan out.
I would so. Imagine ginger snap berries.
Ginger snap.
No, what's it?
Gingerbread one.
The G. No.
The GC, not mine.
The J say.
No, I'm not.
Do you know what? I think tan is gone.
So I shouldn't put on tan.
I don't think you should.
Just embrace the paleness.
I think you should embrace the paleness.
Try doing something. No, I will not.
Pale and interesting. As my mother always said, I was.
I think it's pale and interesting. I think it's like tired and anemic looking.
Oh, God.
Hasn't seen the light of day. God bless her.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a hard one.
Because especially, I don't know, I need the under eye fillers badly.
Girls, I was never about plastic surgery, but as I'm coming. Do you
see the thing? I've seen lots of people going for chin lipo lately.
Do you know what I want to get?
In Turkey. It's only a grand and a half.
Girls, do you know what I want to get?
Only, she says, can't afford me.
Bucal fat removal.
You want to be like.
I do.
A little fish. Fishy
face. Bucal fat removal.
Really?
I do.
I wouldn't do that now. I'd get nose job, I get chin lipo, I get.
I don't actually have a problem filler, with my Botox. Face, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
I know. God, I don't have a problem with my
face. I love myself.
That's actually what you should be.
Good for fucking you then.
But you know, but like, I don't, there's nothing I get with like my nose or my mouth or anything like that. I just would love a skinnier face. My face isn't fat, like.
Your face isn't fat.
But I'd love.
It's gotten skinnier, though, Reece.
I'd love a god
face. Fuck off.
I would.
Fucking stop now.
Oh, I know. Do you know, like, if you're a model face? Oh, I'd love that.
So anemic.
Yeah.
Like, he just. Lads, he just wants to look like he needs his B12
Very
injections.
True. I want to look sick. Oh my god, that's so bad.
That's so toxic.
That's so toxic.
That's like Kate Moss, heroin chic.
Yeah.
Glorifying.
No.
Get that shit out of
your
head.
I'm only joking. I'm only joking.
Keep your buccal fat.
I'm only joking. Girls, you know, I don't have the money to do it anyways. So we'd be keeping the buccal fat. But
There's always that thing though in society. It's like, can I be like skinnier and prettier? And then it's like, oh wait, I should just like love myself the way it is. And it's literally.
I've fucking war.
Do
you know what? I've had those discussions with myself an awful lot lately.
Yeah.
I think as you get older. Especially, like, we're not old.
We're not fucking old, but, like, the internet is making us feel like we're fucking
literally,
ancient.
Truly. I was there to mom the other day. I was there to mom the other day. I was like, Mom, I don't know. I turned 25. She goes, why?
You're 25, like.
She goes, you're 25. Yeah. She goes, Reese, that's the funnest part of life. Like, oh my God, what the fuck are you on about?
It's like prime time.
And she was like, what, do you want to be 16? Like,
yeah.
But, like, I think people are, like, wishing their lives away.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like, I feel like this year, I really want to be present. And I know that sounds like really fucking Roxy Nafusi of me.
Yeah.
But like, I do want to be present. I want to really enjoy my life.
Yeah. I do think though, like, especially like Ireland culturally, like people get married very young.
Yes. And people are popping out the children.
They're settling down very young and have this whole like, all my life's together, very young. So house, mortgage, kids, dog. And it's not for everyone.
No, it's not.
It's definitely not for me.
It's not for me either.
But when you're like in that society, it makes you feel like you're so like.
I think everyone, like, and like everyone who's around me, like they're getting like these proper like 9 to 5s. Like I'm in a 9 to 5 now, but like that doesn't mean I'm going to be in it forever.
Yeah.
It's just suiting me now.
Loads of people I was talking to like on my stories yesterday. Feel like overwhelmed, like a lot of people.
But you know what? It's like I have to say, right? The last 2 years, I think, have been very overwhelming for me. Like,
but I think that's just coming out of lockdown.
But not even that. I just feel it's like adulting. It's you know, we lost the years we lost.
Yeah,
are really formative years.
Yeah, true.
And like, I felt like I kind of lost that and was thrust into adult life really fast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not an adult.
Yeah.
But like, I think that the pressures we're feeling is because I do feel like we're kind of reverting.
Yeah.
We're marrying very young.
Yeah.
We're having children very young. We're trying to get on the property ladder very young.
And but I think it's all fear-based.
Yeah, completely.
It's all fear and lack-based. Because I think, like, we're told to believe, like, oh, like, especially, I don't know, like, with women, it's like you have to have kids young. Because once you hit 30, the clock starts ticking and shit gets harder. Like, to conceive and all that, yes, that is a fact. And yes, things are getting worse with, like, people's ovulation because of the pill and all hormones and other contraceptives. Like, things are getting, like, so much harder for a woman to conceive after they're 30. And then there's, like, obviously the housing crisis. So people are, like, in fear thinking, oh, fuck, I'm going to live in my parents' house forever. I need to get a house. I need to get a mortgage, like, quick. And it's like, oh, God, I need somebody to do that with because I can't fucking do it by myself.
But, like, so also there's, like,
in these relationships. Or you fuck off to Australia.
This is it. But, like, a lot of my friends have moved.
Yeah.
And, like, I think they thought that that was going to be, like, how would I say, like, this new thing. But they're doing what they would have done here.
Yeah.
In another country.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't get... Like, and, like, the thing is, right, I love Ireland.
Yeah.
And I want Ireland to be my home.
Yeah.
Because I love Ireland.
As much as I give out shit about, like, and it makes me sad. This is where I probably will be settled.
Like, it makes me sad because, like, it's like they make this country so unlivable. Oh, and they make this country so, like... not focused on young people or on their interests or anything like that.
Everyone but the people who are actually wanting to stay here, like.
And, like, I've been seeing an awful lot of, like, you know, like, these, and I know it's probably a bit chuggy or whatever, but, like, of, like, you know, like, all these poems where they're, like, saying that, like, Ireland isn't, like, welcoming young people anymore.
It's not.
And, like, and it's really sad.
But it's not true. All of our youth are gone.
To Australia.
Yeah.
To London. It's literally, like, we're reverting back to...
To, like, getting on a boat to America to never be seen again, like.
I feel like Saoirse Sharon, like, Brooklyn vibes.
It's giving, like, Brooklyn.
It's giving Brooklyn. But I don't know.
To your family, like.
It's just really sad. And I think, hopefully, something's got to give. I don't know.
Something's got to give.
Something's got to give.
I don't know. It's just crazy. But, yeah, a lot of people are overwhelmed. I think a lot of it is just, like, comparison and, like, the stress and pressure we put on ourselves because of the way Ireland is at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fucking... It's a shit show. It is a shit show.
But there's no two ways about it.
Tell me things are good at the moment. The average rent in Dublin is 1,700 and something. Dublin is the most expensive city in Europe to eat out. And for what?
For what? A burger and chip.
Like...
A Bunsen.
It fucking blows my mind.
But, like, also then...
Like, why would you want to stay somewhere like this?
But then, I feel like the people who are staying...
Yeah.
...are being shamed for it.
A little bit.
Like, I feel a bit shamey.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, oh, are you going to stay in Limerick for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Are you going to stay in Ireland for the rest of your life? I'm like, what of it?
Yeah. Or, like, are you going to, like, move back into your parents or move back to, your like, Limerick, you know... After you've done your degree, I'm like, probably will. Like,
What's your problem? Like, what's your problem?
Well, I can't exactly afford to move out. So where am I going to go?
But also, like, I don't want to move halfway across the world.
Also, I actually like my family.
Yeah, exactly. Same.
Is that a bad thing? Like,
I think, like, people are so weird about it. And, like...
Well, I also feel like I'm very grateful. I had a lot of, like, early life moving and experiences.
Yeah.
I'm already quite open-minded, I think. I'm very open-minded. I'm very well-travelled. I'm very lucky.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, no, a lot of that mystery is gone for me.
Like I obviously want to travel. Like, I obviously want to travel and, like, you know, I want to go on trips and stuff. Like, I think that's more, like, obviously I want to see the world. I'm not being like, oh, I'm going to stay in Limerick forever and look at fucking Arthur's Key Park. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, but I'm going to Copenhagen. Like, I'm going to, like, all these places. But, like, I would not be able to go to those places if I didn't have a job and stay at home and get money. And
absolutely.
You know? So it's like this big catch-22.
Yeah, definitely. But
basically... If you are feeling under pressure or you're feeling
I feel like, especially like with friend groups, there's always going to be like one friend that's like left behind. I am that friend, by the way, because like...
I'm going to be that friend.
All of my friends are going to Australia or plan on going to Australia, except for, well, me and Reese.
I don't want to go to Australia. Australia would give me no...
I want to go on a holiday. When I'm finished my like nursing, I'm going there for a couple of weeks.
I'd want to, like...
I'm going on a nice holiday.
I'd love to live in a city for a while. That would be, like, my main thing. Like, I'd love to live in, like, London or Paris or somewhere like that. But, like, that's just fucking mental. But, like, I don't know. I'm just, like... Dutchie's having a little nightmare.
I know. It's really hard not paying bills.
Oh, girl, she's feeling the cost of living crisis in her mind. Yeah, but I don't know. I just think that it's... I don't know. It's overrated.
Do you ever watch Mark...
Me, having never been to Australia. I'd probably go over there and adore it, but...
Yeah. Mark Megan. During Gary he does a bunch of roasts. And the roasts he does of, like, people who've moved to Australia. Iconic. Iconic.
They literally come back and they're like, goodbye.
They're like, brunch? You have that here? Like, yeah, we also have toilets and
clothing. I can't lie, Brianna. I will never forget. I was up at that fucking event and some blogger came up to me. The GK Barry thing.
Oh, yeah.
And some blogger I knew came up to me and she goes, oh, how is it living in the country?
And in Dublin, like?
No. How's it living in the country?
Oh, like you. In Limerick.
All right, it was like,
as if your farmer will.
Truly. And that's Dublin. Dublin people really think that fields are just surrounding Dublin. Honestly.
Past the Curragh. It's just flatland.
Past Dundrum Shopping Centre. They think it is fields of gold. Like, I was just looking at her going, oh no, like, it's a city. Like, it's Limerick. Like, it's a city.
Yeah.
It's not a very big one, but it is a city.
And she was like, glorified town, but that's down to the county council anyway.
I like to say it's a very small city, because I like to be a city gal. But, like, she was just looking at me blankly. She's like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I'd like to live in Dublin.
To be honest, I love Dublin, but I do feel like I've outgrown it. But at the same time, I was like, oh, I kind of want to move back to Limerick to have, like, the cottage and my own space.
I'm not mad on Dublin. I feel like Dublin's very chaotic.
No, like, I do like Dublin, but to be honest, it takes so long to get anywhere.
True.
Like, literally, it takes so long to get anywhere, either public transport or driving by yourself. The traffic's absolutely fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Like, that kills me. The cost of everything is ridiculous. And for, like, what? Do you know what I mean? Like, a few good, like, meals and stuff. Like, yes, the food scene is, like, way better there. There's loads more bars. Like, the nightlife is good. But it will cost you easily over €100 in one night out. Like, but that's easily.
It. Oh, my God, easily. Like if we not got two double vodkas in a pub. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say Molly's vibes.
Yeah.
Like, not...
Yeah.
I wasn't in the... when we went to the fucking... We obviously stayed in the Ivy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Girls, I felt like Paris Hilton. Beautiful cocktails there. $12.95. Wasn't bad.
That's cheap for Dublin.
That was cheap.
Yeah.
Went to this pub. 15. Oh, no. It was €30 for two drinks.
Yeah.
I almost fucking fell off my chair.
It's nuts, like. It's actually nuts.
But basically...
For a bit of juice and a shot.
Truly. But basically, girls, I think if we end this here... Just know, your life is yours. Your path is yours.
Yeah. Don't compare yourself to anybody.
Comparison is a thief of joy. Don't try to fill a gallon with a pint glass.
Okay, I need to visualise that.
So.
Why? Basically. Because you burn yourself out, like.
Yeah, okay. So basically.
Where did you hear that? Such a weird one.
It was Roxy Nafusi. I'm reading a book called Manifest. It's very good.
I've finished both of them.
Yeah, Roxy Nafusi. Did you ever hear that analogy?
I can't remember it.
Basically, so it's like a gallon.
I don't remember hearing.
So trying to fill, like, so if you are constantly trying to progress or constantly burning yourself out, it's trying to fill a gallon with a pint glass.
Yeah, I get
it. So like you keep having to unload, keep having to unload.
Roxy, like New York Times bestseller for that. Like,
well, I like it. I think it's a good analogy. It makes me think.
Something that she said that I really liked in Manifest Dive Deeper, which I really resonated with. I
haven't read that yet.
I'm just gonna say it anyway. It's first book, okay, nothing fucking special to me, to be honest. If you've read The Secret, I'm like, you're grand.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing special. The second one, way better.
Oh, really?
Like, way, way better. I actually really enjoyed it. And I would, like...
I just really like her.
I'd listen to it again, to be honest. Because I actually do like her. And I like what she says.
I actually just really, really like her. I don't know why. I'm just really warming to her.
I just think most of the value that I've gotten from her content has been in the second book for sure.
Oh, great.
So, like, the, in the second good book, she talks about, like, how she was, like, doing a lot of cocaine and how she came off cocaine. And obviously, cocaine has a load of dopamine, so, like, yeah. you're really, really happy. And then, like, all of a sudden, you stop cold turkey and you have no happiness. And you're like, mm-hmm. how are people, like, happy going for walks? Like, that's so fucking sad. Like, stupid. Yeah. Like, why would you even do that? So, she, like, talks about this thing, like, slow drip dopamine, which is, like, doing small things for yourself, like, every that day.
Give you dopamine
that, like, give highs. A slow release yeah. of happiness. And over time, it builds up to, like, a steady level of happiness rather than extreme highs and extreme lows,
yeah.
which I love. So I always, like, think to myself now, and I said it in, like, my group therapy session this week. I was like, we all just need to, like, slow drip dopamine. And that's, like, how we'll ride the wave and, like, we'll get through life. Until, you know.
No, girls, I'm really...
That's where I'm at right now.
I'm just really in my...
I'm slow dripping dopamine until I'm finished my degree.
No, then. I'm just really in my better person era. I really am. Like, I feel like I normally... Do you know how people feel like this in January?
Yeah.
I didn't feel like that this January. But now I'm feeling very like it. Now.
I'm feeling, like, stable.
Yeah.
I'm definitely more stable now.
That's good.
But that's down to two types of therapy and lots of inner work.
But you know what? You should be proud of yourself.
I'm glad. No, I'm really glad. I'm really proud of myself. And like,
sorry, guys. We're really unloading.
I know. But like, at the same time, with so many people feeling overwhelmed, I think that it's like good to hear. It's a lot of people.
Yeah. And I know that you can message us or you can,
yeah.
you know, we can be a crutch. I like.
Confess to the confession.
Exactly. It's in the name. Yeah, but you know.
It can be anything. Even if you're like.
We could even do like an episode on this. Truly. Well, like we could even do like an episode on this. Maybe do something where we, you know, listen to your problems.
Yeah.
And
agony aunt.
Yeah. Not copyright Sophie, no. But like. You know, something like that. Like, confess to the confession box.
Confess your problems.
Anyways, we love you so much. Obviously, follow us everywhere.
Go in peace.
Go in love. Go in joy. Every girl, boy, they, them.
Anyways,
we love you and we will see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.